Bagel Tech, Mac, the weekly show from the Bagel Tech Network. We discuss all things to do with Apple and everything that's gone on in the week. Excuse me. And there's loads and loads of stuff to talk about. Not. Joining me, the usual fantastic panel, we have our fantastic four, except they're only three, because Don McAllister's not very well. He's come back from holiday and he's got a bit of a dicky belly, I think. So he won't be joining us this week, but he'll be back next week. And he said not to worry because Lion will be here then, honest. He's given his permission. Joining us, the panel is Mr. Carl Swagger. How you doing, mate?
Hello, good afternoon there.
Did you go back to bed after last night?
How are things for... I went to... I tried to. I went to about 30 minutes and I gave up and then got up and just had more coffee. But I got a lot done today, so it was kind of nice, actually.
Jolly good. Jolly good. Next to him, below him, we've got Mr. Andy Stevenson. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Except it's Andy Stevens.
Andrew Stevens.
Sorry, I do apologise. Dr. Happy Mac from the lower ends of the country. Got back safe last week then with Paul.
Yeah, brilliant. What a fantastic Friday that was.
It was. I thank you very much for taking the time to come up. It was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, it was really good to do the shows that way and, get to grips with everyone. And apparently Will's wife thinks that I'm lovely, so I'm a big winner there.
And talking of lovely, the inimitable Will Green. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Good week.
Yeah, not too bad. I've just been talking. I've got an email coming in to say that GoDaddy has automatically renewed my Pipe Smoker of the Year domain. I've had enough of that. You know, there isn't about the the legal stuff about that. It's not legal to promote tobacco and stuff. And balls, say I'm going to do it anyway.
So you're still going to do Pipe Smoker of the Year, even though it's illegal?
Yes.
Well, you better make sure that you're in an open prison that's got Wi-Fi then for the future.
It wouldn't be too bad, though, would it? You know, I was thinking about prison. It's quite nice, really, in a way, isn't it?
Why would you think about a prison? I was sitting there one day and I thought about prison.
It was a Lovejoy. Lovejoy being banged up in this prison cell, and it looked rather nice, actually. You got a telly and things.
Not bad. So you're going to be an antique dealer and then get yourself nicked?
Well, I think the truth is, if you've got a toddler and a wife who's having another baby, prison's not such a bad alternative.
I thought you were going to say prison was a bad alternative then, but...
No, think of the peace and quiet. You could lie there and have... No, you can't have a smoke anymore, can you? But you could read a book at least.
She likes Andrew. See if you can sell her.
Yeah,
I'll just run that.
You'd get a couple of camels for your missus, mate. No worries.
2 shillings and 6p. That's all I want.
I'll just pass that by Diane and just point out I'll go back to the office. I've bought a second wife, love.
Yeah, it cost me 6 camels, and I know I haven't squared it with you yet on polygamy, but we shall see. Right, the week in Mac, there's been a whole pile of stuff going on this week. I can't remember what it is now. Lion was supposed to come out, wasn't it? And we all waited with breath bated yesterday, and guess what happened by the end of the day? Bugger all. Except all the prices went up in the App Store. Thanks. There was a good point from Mr. Neighbour from the London Mac Group in the morning. He sent a tweet out saying, if you're going to raise prices, do it first thing on Thursday morning, and then it's going to be a good day to send out some good news like Lion to cover it all up and make sure people are distracted. But they didn't do it. They stood by it. And they're saying it's to rebalance currency rates, which... isn't good. The 99 cent application is still 99 cents. However, here in the UK, we've had, a 17% increase. So we've got a 59 pence has gone to a 69 pence. And the 3.99 apps have gone to 4.99, which is huge.
Mm.
MacBook Air is allegedly coming next week, but we don't know. Now, Will, you've got something that you're going to tell us, haven't you, about the Lion update?
Yes. Well, it's up to you. I can tell you now, or I can tell you at the end of the podcast,
but
I know the exact... date and the exact time of when Lion is going to be released.
Are you sure about this?
Yep, absolutely sure.
You know the exact date and time of the release?
I know the exact date and the exact time of the release.
Right.
Do you want to know it or not?
I think he's on to something, Ewan.
Why?
You think it's the usual Will thing, but I actually think he might have this one right.
But are you guessing, Will, or is this... Or is this the definite, it's the definitive answer?
Well, all I'm going to say is, yes, it's the definitive answer. It's, okay, you could say guessing, but it's something that everybody has missed. Absolutely everybody. And I figured it out.
Right, okay, so there we go, chat room. Prize for you in the chat room. I'll send you Alex Fox's mic clip if you can tell me the exact date and time when it's coming out, because Will says so, and we'll see if he's right next week. Are we bothered that Lion didn't come out or not?
Hold on, can't I tell you?
Go on.
I mean...
hang on. You want to tell us at the end, you said...
Oh, all right. I thought you said wait till it came out.
You said you wanted it to be like an episode of The Apprentice.
What shall I tell you now? Because everybody will have forgotten by the end, wouldn't
it? Oh, go on then. Kill all the listeners. Go for it.
Also, it's a podcast, so you can always just zip to the end, hear it, and then zip back
again.
Yeah,
that's true.
Doesn't have to be linear.
Yeah. Oh, Andrew, you're not nice anymore. you've just ruined the illusion of people having to listen to it linearly. Right, go on then, Will. Put us out of our misery. When is Lion coming out, Will?
It's coming out at 4 o'clock on July the 23rd.
4 o'clock on July the 23rd?
Yes.
Right. Go on. Give us your reasoning then.
Right. Here it goes. It's really good. Zodiac signs.
That's the 20th. That's a Saturday.
Yes. Hold on. You should tell me calm down. I'm telling you calm down. Because I know this is good. Calculated. The 23rd, yes, is a Saturday. But if you go by GMT, which is obviously sort of universal, at the stroke of midnight in Corpatino, turning from the 22nd to the 23rd, thus the age of Leo or of Lion will have begun.
The star sign,
it's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, the 22nd in America, but here it will be midnight on the 23rd. The beginning, the age of Leo.
You've been so insightful there, but you've finally screwed up based on time differences. They're 8 hours behind us, mate. So if it's midnight there, it's 8 a.m. here.
No, it's the other way around.
On Sunday.
If it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the Friday over there, it's midnight here.
Yeah, yes, it is, absolutely. But why is it 4 o'clock? Why would they change over at 4 o'clock on a 23rd?
Because if you go by GMT, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. So they're not going to go by local time then.
Well, why would they? I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, because we're the centre of the universe, Will. Absolutely.
Well, GMT or UMT, whatever they call it. Or it's a milk, isn't it, UMT?
Ultimate Fighter. T. Yeah, go on.
UHT. That's UHT.
TNT.
Yeah, but the universal time is all around the world, so they have to pick a particular time. And to tie in with the zodiac sign of Lion, and let's be honest, this is their last version of OS 10 before OS 11 or iOS 11. they want to come up with a splash. So, you cannot tell me I'm wrong. I'm right on this. I know I'm right.
Is it the last? Where does that come from? Why is it the last version of OS 10 before?
So
you sneak that in.
Well, it is.
There's not going to be a 10.8 or 9.
No, this is the last version. OS 10 11 will be iOS and OS.
You can't 10, have OS 10 11.
OS 11 and iOS will be one and the same thing, and this is the last version of OS 10.
OS 10 11. I kind of like that.
In all of that, we've gone round and round and disappeared up our own arses. So,
well, on my prediction, then I could go with Will on this. What was the last bet with the Apple TV? It was how much?
It was $20.
$20 for $20. Okay. Well, I will go with Will at that. That I'm going to bet that Will is wrong, and my thing is that towards the end of July, Apple will announce that Lion is shipping in August.
No.
All right. Double or quits then. I'll give you all right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have double acquits because you've got Apple TV in a year with a different person. It can't be double acquits, dude.
Oh, well, that's the point. Yeah, I do.
It's July, they'll announce it's coming out in August, and they'll spin it that they've decided that they're going to launch it simultaneously with iOS 5.
No. I can't believe that. That's not for 1 second, because I think you'll find that they said July, and it will be July. I don't think they'll push it out July, otherwise they get too much criticism.
We're not seeing anything on physical media with this thing, right? It's going to be a purely download, right?
Yeah, Mac App Store only.
I honestly, as much as I hate to say it, I'm feeling Will's vibe. I don't know about the whole 4 o'clock thing, but it would be something unusual, and Apple does like unusual, and it is their kind of way of thinking in a roundabout way.
You've just been pulled into the green conspiracy theory.
You know I'm right, Ewan. The 4 o'clock thing, I know, is taking the... I'm having a bit of a laugh at the 4 o'clock thing, but it will be released on the 23rd, the Zodiac sign of Lion. I mean, it's so obvious.
It is.
Nobody spotted it.
I agree. I think you're absolutely right there, mate. Definitely.
La, 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 la. I'm not listening. August, la, la, la.
Right, okay. So what we've got then is a 20 quid bet between Dr. Happy Mac.
When did we get to parity with the dollar then? When did that happen?
No, because Carl's American, so he can only do $20.
Let's do pesos. Come on, pesos.
We don't want to confuse him. Pounds, so you can do it with him. Now, so £20 between Dr. Happy Mac and Will Green that OS 10 Lion is going to come out in August. Will says no. DHM says yes.
I'm happy to step it up and say it will come out on the 23rd.
You're going to actually say the 23rd. So, no, but you can't. You're going to have the 23rd with me. If it's not the 23rd, I win.
Yeah, no, the bet is Will, 23rd, me, August. If it comes out any other time, like July the 15th, whatever it is, then neither of us win.
I think that's fair.
Oh, he comes on. In probability terms, that means that Will's got the hugest of all bets. You've just got to work on Apple being delayed.
Yeah, but you said it was impossible. You said it would never happen. You said
I don't think it will happen. I think it will be July.
So my improbability that it slips and it comes out in August versus Will's improbability that they hang it on Leo.
Cyber Paul says that Will's covering his options, and we all know it's a big option to cover.
Oh, yeah, that's stuck like a bit, isn't it?
You were going on about the new hardware that's going to coincide with Lion, which is obviously in August now, according to you, is also going to include MacBook Pros.
No.
Oh, right.
No. We just had MacBook Pros.
No, but I thought you were saying that there was an upgrade to Air and...
No. The original rumours were going to be that obviously Airs were coming out with Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
And then people were saying, well, the Mac Pros are coming out with Thunderbolt.
Right.
But it now looks like Apple have decided that the Mac Pro still doesn't exist, and that's not coming out with Thunderbolt. But the latest rumour was that the MacBook is going to be released alongside the Air with Thunderbolt. And I was saying, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm still standing by the thing. Why would you put Thunderbolt on a MacBook?
Well, based on the abandonment of the Pro application with Final Cut Pro X10, whatever it is, do you not think the Pro's had its day? Do you think it's going to go the way of Xserve?
Yeah, no, I can certainly see why it's not come out, because Apple just barely acknowledge it exists. I'm not surprised that the rumour's out that the Mac Pros aren't going to get a refresh. I can live with that. That's fine. I mean, nobody buys them anyway. But people have been ignoring the MacBook. There'd been no news about it, and suddenly it sparked up a few days ago. Oh, yes, you know, when Lion comes out, new Airs with Thunderbolt, new MacBooks with Thunderbolt. And I'm thinking, why would Apple put Thunderbolt on the MacBook?
I don't know.
Have they invested a lot of money in this? I mean, could it be for that fact that this is... you know, we always talk about Apple. It's the future. They want the future. They want this. They want the now. By putting one port on there, that would allow them, I would say, to...
But they never put... Apple hate putting their Pro speedy ports on the MacBook. That's not what it's for.
Yeah, it's for students.
Yeah, I mean... It removes the MacBook's ability to run a second monitor, but I don't think Apple probably care about that either.
I actually don't see anything wrong. I mean, I get the point, but I don't see anything wrong with it. It actually is a nicer feature for, again, this consumer friendly market that they're really trying to go towards. That here's a cheaper option, but hey, it's got Thunder. A Thunderbolt on it, almost said Thunder Chicken, and
chocolate and, sandwich.
And it's, to me, it would make it an option, like for just, you know, because I kind of miss that, honestly. We always go on about the MacBook Air and the smaller one. Well, it's under $1,000 or whatever. And to me, it's too small. It's still a netbook, even though they say it isn't. The MacBook it's kind of like the Mini. It's that nice little, or what the Mini used to be, and it's that nice little area. Is that, yeah, I want an Apple laptop, but I don't want to spend a whole lot, and that's where I see the MacBook going.
But you spend much with the MacBook at the moment. You spend exactly the same amount of money as you would if you bought an Air.
Yeah, but I can see MacBook disappearing.
Nah, I could see it. I don't think so. I think that with the MacBook Air, you don't get as many features with that as what you're going to get with a regular MacBook. I don't know, for some reason, I'm going to say I think that's highly probable. I'm going to do a will. I'm going to pull a will. Let's just go against the grain.
Hoopsy in the chat room reckons that it's the rule of 23. That's why it's the 23rd. Conspiracy again. 2 + 3 = 5, and Lion has 5 letters. No, hang on.
think about it. I mean, it's been released in July. It's called Lion, and the Leo, the zodiac sign, comes out in July. It ties together.
Well, it makes more sense than all the Muppets that said it was coming this week, and now are all saying that they knew it wasn't coming this week, even though they said it was coming this week. At least Don McAllister said it wasn't coming this week because he hadn't given Steve Jobs permission.
I'm on the trainer thing, and I thought it was going to come out yesterday because all the trainer sites, sort of the Apple trainer sites, all went down, and they're not back up again. And I thought they were going to be updating them with the sort of new Lion trainer content, but obviously it didn't come out. So that's not that. But there was a release to developers, wasn't there? An email to developers saying, submit your applications right now in readiness for Lion. And this was like a day or 2 days before this rumored release date. Yeah, so
it's way close.
You know it's going to be. It's going to be Ewan. Put your money where your mouth is. How much?
I think you're onto something there, mate. I really do.
Right. You see, everybody agrees with me.
It's a link that no one has come across. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, and it's the obvious connotation, isn't it? The serendipity is right there. So, on the absence of everything else that's available, I'll say you're right. But it doesn't mean putting it off for another 10 days yet, or 7 days, 8 days.
What does it matter to them?
Oh, I don't know. I think in terms of revenue, you know, they've probably costed for when it's going to go out, and they're looking for a big influx of revenue on it. They've estimated it. So if they've planned for the 23rd, then fine, they've planned for the 23rd, but they won't be changing it just now because Will Green says, I've figured it out.
I'm not saying that. They changed it. I'm saying, so we've been planned.
Chat room, what do you think? Is Will right or is Will wrong? Come on. Give us the truth.
Will is never right, nor is he never wrong. He's that one perfect person that always sits right in the middle, because we love him either way.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
The finance call. Yeah. Now, there's a good point in the chat room. They're saying, but when is the finance call? The finance call is on Tuesday, but it doesn't. It only reflects Q1, doesn't it? It doesn't reflect, or Q2, rather. It doesn't reflect July. So even if it came out, it wouldn't make any difference to it. It would be a look at the future, and that's it. There's a point here about that Apple should drop the Fisher Price MacBook, the white one. Should definitely go. Don will decide.
Oh.
Will's right. There we go. I don't care. Get the fence post out your ass, drummer. There's a wrong as well. There's another right. Don will decide. He's probably wrong. I think Will's right, but he's not.
I think that's why Don isn't here this week. It's not because he's sick. It's because Apple told him not to be.
It's because this is the best thing we've got to talk about Apple, because there's bugger all else happened. Go on.
Let's talk about now. And I know we don't talk about rumors or that kind of stuff, but this isn't. It's not really rumor, and I think it would be something to be kind of cool is Apple's interest in Wi-tricity, the wireless kind of charging thing. I've seen this week.
Yeah, it's waiting for the iMacs, aren't they?
Yeah, but can you imagine that with the iPhone? I mean, we're getting everything wireless now. Wireless sync, thank God, finally. Wouldn't it be nice if we could actually somehow, I don't see this in the very near future, like months away, probably, you know, iPhone 7, who knows, but I think it would be really, really cool, and it would be nice if Apple would sort of take that lead again, because that's what we had with the first iPhone. I don't think we've had that same vibe, that same ooh and ah since the first iPhone.
True.
Maybe that could be the one to do it.
I mean,
if they had that.
Is there anyone else that's sitting here thinking that wireless charging is the king's new clothes? Because I don't understand how it does it, I have to say.
I don't care how it does it. I think it's cool.
Conductive charging has been around for years. It's old tech, says Alex. But, I mean, all of the inductive charging stuff, you've got to put it down right next to it. There's always something it's almost touching, or it is touching. And they're talking about this stuff being, you know, you just basically lay your phone flat on the desk and within 2 feet it'll recharge off your iMac. Technology-wise, I can't believe that works. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it does. But can you imagine? I mean, the nonsense that people spout that goes on about, you know, oh, I can't hold my mobile phone close to my ear because it grows to four times its usual size because of the magic rays that come out of it. And people that go, oh, there's a mobile phone transmitter in school and all the children.
I take it you're an unbeliever then.
It's like, can you imagine it, like a massive wireless transmission device in the ceiling of your home? People would be like, oh, the human race is doomed.
Well, you just don't pay for it to be installed.
No, I know, but it's the field, there'd be a field day of all these people that chunter on about wireless networks being bad for your health and stuff.
don't place this phone on your lap. It might shrink your testicles.
Will, have you got a thought about remote electric charging?
I haven't. I'm, to be honest, I've been watching this little thunderbug.
Well, you know, way back in the day when electricity was new and Thingamy Bob, the Edison. American inventor.
Who didn't, but yes.
Edison was obviously a pioneer of electricity, and he invented direct current. And then Nikola Tesla, who worked for him, was a proponent of alternating current. And Tesla's idea was always never to have wires. Back in like 1900 whatever, his vision of electrical power was that wires were not necessary. And it was that it basically just got swamped because the technology went a different way. But he's a hero. I mean, this guy lived and breathed electricity. It was like a natural. We could see electricity. It ran in his blood. As it were.
All those euphemisms. He lived and breathed electricity. No, he really didn't.
He kind of like innately understand electricity. And his theory, he was the one that correctly pointed out that DC was rubbish and that you'd need to switch to AC. And bizarrely, although he died in poverty, when the Edison Company was having a massive battle with Westinghouse, who were another American company which were setting up power generation in the States, Westinghouse were paying Tesla royalties on his alternating current patents, and they phoned up Tesla and they said, look, he was quite not reasonably well off, and Edison was a multimillionaire, and Westinghouse was struggling, and they said, we can't afford to pay your patent fees. Can you let us off the thing? And he just granted them the patents. He just said, have them. And apparently in today's money, that was worth, he apparently gave away something in excess of $40 billion worth of patents.
Wow.
And then he died penniless.
Did you just yawn a second ago, Ewan?
I did, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had a late night.
There's a street by me called Paradise.
Is that where all the girls stay?
Well, when you said
I'm going down Paradise Street.
Well, he died in poverty.
Yeah.
So that might be the name of his house. Or
on Paradise Street.
No, poverty. When he died in poverty, it could be the name of his house. It could be on the street that he lived in. Whereas if he moved to Ironbridge, he'd be much better off living in Paradise, wouldn't he? And he died in Paradise.
Yeah, you can
mind
say
you, he's going
Paradise,
there
yeah.
anyway, probably.
Right.
I don't know.
Where the 70 virgins.
Yeah.
72. 72.
Apple has got one.
Like some, according to some obscure translations of Arabic and things, that virgins, it actually comes from the Arabic word for cheesemonger. They'll be presented with a massive cheese board.
We can't put out this show now.
Cheesemonger. There we go. We got the title. So, go on. So all of these Muslims that are killing themselves in the name of the righteous cause think they're going up there for 76 virgins. What they're actually going to meet is 76 cheesemongers.
Apparently.
Heaven is... You know the moon's not made of cheese, Andrew.
Heaven is a
cheese
ball.
You mean Wallace and Gromit's not a documentary?
No, it's not.
Oi,
mate,
ball.
Where's me Groya?
I spend so much of my life reassessing things that I thought I knew. It's just better to carry on in ignorance, mostly, isn't it?
I think so. When I find out, I'll let you know. The Tesla stuff was true. The Tesla stuff was very entertaining, mate. Well done. Any other Apple news before we wrap it up, then?
The price increase. That's the big news, isn't it?
The price increase in the App Store is not good, is it? It's gone from 59p to 69p. The £3.99s are going to £4.99, but the £2.99s are all exactly the same. There was no word on the £1.19s, though, which were the $2.99. Are you drinking a red there, Will?
I am.
Or is that a Bovril?
No, it's a red out of a plastic cup. That's all I've got. It's Friday, and the red begins here.
Right, okay. How's the Bovril going down?
I've got lots of it. If you ever want to come to the studio, mate, and you fancy a cup of Bovril,
I like
we're
Bovril.
Okay.
I may not like it after I leave your studio, but I do like it before I get there.
Well, it's not even a very nice Bovril. It's like a powdered Bovril. It's okay. I found if you have a quarter of a cup and then do another quarter of a cup and add them together, it's... This might be because I've got 500 of the things that I'm thinking of ways to use them. So I'm drinking two cups in one go.
British Mac fans eating apple and cheese at the moment. Isn't that spooky? Oh, Final Cut Pro's gone up. Final Cut Pro X has gone up to £200. So it's not just the little mini apps that have got the increase then.
No, it's everything. I saw that. I bought Final Cut Pro for £179. And £20 is a huge difference, isn't it? I mean, £20.
It's a lot. So, I mean, if you download it again now, would you have to pay the difference? No.
Well, that's the nice thing. You know, I was... my Mac's really playing up at the moment. And half of me wishes that that the App Store had come out a few years ago, because you have... So you format your Mac, and then you have to sort of dig around for all the license codes and the software and everything else. And with this new idea of the Mac Store, it's great because you don't have to do any of that. So with Lion coming out, if everything had been bought via the App Store, I could just... I don't know, but I wonder whether it's part of the installation process to say, do you want me to check for downloaded applications, and we'll install them at the same time as we're installing OS X Lion, which would sort of make sense to me.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It would, wouldn't it? And everything else is in the cloud.
Imagine logic like that.
Oh, it's you can see the future, can't you? I mean, the whole thing that all your stuff is kept away from your physical computer. You'd have to go back to your backups, or you'd have to dig around for the license codes or all that gubbins, or the
frame and
installation disks.
You could leave it going overnight then as well, instead of having to change the discs. I mean, I've just redone Logic on my Mac Mini, and it's 10 hours worth of sitting down and leaving it.
And then you have to sort of run the software update, whereas if it's coming from the cloud, it's bang up to date anyway.
Yeah, good point. We like that.
It's funny. Will was talking about Final Cut Pro there, and we've been talking about, you know, MacBook Pros and all that. Did you see the benchmark test this week that Final Cut Pro X is actually doing better on an iMac or a new iMac than it is on the Mac Pro?
Well, the new iMacs are pretty hot in terms of spec, aren't they, compared to the Mac Pros? They're not bad at all.
I'm just trying to find news, man.
I got some news about that.
Go on.
Cool, thank you.
The Mac Pros... The rumor is that there will be new Mac Pros. I don't imagine they'll be released at the same time as Lion, but that they're going to be a different form factor and rack mountable.
Well, like, doesn't that kind of defeat the object of getting rid of Xserve, though? I mean, that was the
That's why they have done it. They've tried to sort of consolidate their product line and bring Xserve and Mac Pro into the same thing, and that's it.
I mean, there's comments in the chat room about the iMac saying that it is absolutely snot hot. New iMacs go like effluence off a shovel. Effluent off a shovel. Are yours good, Will? You say yours is crappy at the minute.
Well, so I haven't really actually run anything on any of the iMacs, just purely for testing and, you know, training, that sort of stuff. My MacBook Pro, which should be like off a shovel because it's it's crap, bloody crap it is. It's honestly
32 minutes in. Okay.
My G4 it was faster than this. Load of shit.
I wish that could be the show title. I really wish that could be the show title.
Tough a shovel.
Yeah.
Do you dare me?
Well, you could do number one. Dash there. You could do it with the little dash there. Why
yeah.
Not? You're beeping it anyways.
Beep off a shovel.
You got edit. Yeah. There's really no news, is there?
There's nothing. There we go. We're done.
We're so depressed.
We're so done. I swear. Anyone got anything they want to talk about related to Apple at all whatsoever, even meaninglessly yes. close? Go on.
Yes. There's a little. I was looking at Mac rumors, and they were saying that Microsoft. Not a good start to the sentence, but there we go. That Microsoft are planning a massive rollout of retail stores across America, all near Apple stores.
Hey, but what are they going to sell?
PCs.
Windows.
But they're having
the last remaining stock of XP
at the back where you can go.
There's a good point in this, Andrew, because Microsoft or the PC market has got to do something. Sales figures for Q1 for America came out yesterday, and Apple is selling it's at third place in the total sales for all personal computers in the US market in Q1. So that's 26% for HP, 23% for Dell, and over 10% for Apple.
Mm.
So they've got to, the Windows PC market has got to do something to take Apple on. And we had a chat last night about it, and no one's really doing anything particularly inventive, apart from perhaps HP, which has got the WebOS thing potentially in their favour to attack them on with. But the rest of it's fairly neutral, fairly poor.
Yeah, I'm not sure opening stores near Apple stores is going to do it for them.
I don't see it.
No, I mean, which one are you going to go to? The one with the nice shiny apple or the one with the little flag that barely lights up?
Unless they stuck them with babes, that would do it, wouldn't it?
So that get you in? Would that get you? Would that get you to use a Windows machine, mate?
I don't know.
But hot women in Paradise Street. That's what we could do with hot women in Paradise Street in a Windows store.
Sex sells everything.
Hang on. Women in Windows is a different thing entirely, mate. That's Borsal Heath here in Birmingham. Good grief. 20 years ago.
Sex sells everything but Microsoft products.
I don't know. Bob was a good looking guy.
It can do it. It does it for me.
Yeah. If you like sweaty ball men, he's perfect.
Yeah.
Chat room, anyway. you got anything we think we should talk about before we get off sweaty ball men? Not there's anything wrong with ball men who sweat. I'm just talking about that one, really, to be honest.
I had something really happen really cool to me this week. There was a program I downloaded on, and this goes with the iCloud stuff or what's coming of it. I downloaded a program a long time ago, 2 years ago. It's called 4Tracks, and it was a paid app. And and since I'd upgraded to the phone, I took it off of there because it didn't work well on the old 3G that I had, the iPhone. And it was nice to see it there. I was looking through all the previous apps that I purchased and everything, and I seen it there. And I just thought it was really, really nice. Certainly, I'd forgotten that I'd even purchased it, to be honest. And I'm one of these people that sometimes, I sync my iPhone, but it's just it's a task anymore. That I rarely does my phone ever meet the desktop anymore. And I just thought that was really nice. It makes me a little bit more excited about what's coming with the whole iCloud thing and everything. But I just thought, and that's cool. And of course, it didn't charge me anything and just grab what you had already. Version was already, and then asked me for an update. Version was updated. I thought that's pretty slick.
Yeah. All without having to ask.
Yeah, all without having to ask. It was just there.
And it's really good now, isn't it? They've really updated it. There's plug-in effects and everything.
Yeah, it looks and I never had that on the old phone. It didn't run very well on the old 3G. Now I've got the iPhone 4, and it's just flying on there now. And Will's right. It's got so many more effects. And no, that's not my cool thingy, but I just thought that was cool.
Very good. Very, very good. Yeah. Have we got any cool thingies talking of them? Carl, would you want to start us off?
Yeah, I got the... it's called Onyx, and I found this actually... I don't know. I found it quite useful, actually. It's a... You install it, of course, on your Mac. I think it's... I want to say it's available in the App Store, but I'm not 100% sure on that. It's
None of us can go and check.
No, it's not.
What's that? Okay, it's not. So, because I just got it from the website, which is... It's at macupdate.com. I'll put a link in the chat room. And it allows you to verify the startup disk and the structure of your system files. You can run malicious attacks of the system maintenance. It's like a system utility tool. And it allows you to kind of, Andrew might even actually know this thing. It allows you to kind of get under the hood a little bit more than maybe Apple would want you to. I just thought it was a cool little thing. It's free. They do have a beta one right now for 10.7 that's out. But I don't know. I just thought it was really nice. Something cool, something that actually could come in quite handy every now and then. It's not going to be a daily thing, but it is going to be one of these things that, oh, yeah, I'm glad I've got that thing.
Excellent. Free things we like, definitely, and it works pretty well.
Yeah,
are you noticing a difference after you've run it?
No, not really a difference. I would say that this thing is more about just it's more poking around without screwing anything up.
I've got Clean My Mac, which is also referenced on that page, and I paid for that for 5 licenses for the 5 computers I've got, and that's huge. That's really good. I mean, that'll disappear into the cache and find 2 or 3 gig or something like that of crap files. Excuse me. Andrew, have you got anything for us?
Yeah, a little bit. I've been just to go back into the sort of games to play on the toilet thing. It's a multiple pick, really, because last week... the software company Pangea had a deal thing where all of their apps were free for the day on the iPhone App Store.
You all right?
So that was cool because some of them were quite nice. And so I've been playing the whole suite of Pangea apps, particularly Warheads, which is their rendition of the old Missile Command thing, which is always one of my favourite like Atari games. So if you feel if you sat there and your bowels give that little twinge and you think, oh, I can feel, 15 minutes of relaxation time coming on, you could do better than take Warheads up to the toilet with you.
They do Enigma bowels. As well, which is good.
Yeah, that's really
bowels
good.
And that, relaxation, that as well. I love it.
I like Enigma a lot, but the problem with Enigma is it's a bit more than a morning motion, unfortunately.
Yeah, Warheads is really good because you could just, do a quick zip of it and it's great. And it was really, I'm not quite sure where, what they would got from it, but it was a really good deal. It was a hot day and it was like, not the weather. It was, don't know what I mean. I'm going to rewind that sentence. It was just a single day that they had everything that they did was free on the store. So
very good.
So Warheads from Pangea.
Lovely, mate.
Really nice. Special.
Well done. Will. Have you got anything for us that doesn't involve body parts or a time travel?
Call.
Oh, I can tell you about time travel.
I don't know. Do you want to, just for 1 second, if I pause, I really need to go... I really need to go to the toilet. Is that okay?
Are you just about to go in a plastic cup?
Ready? Oh, that's better. I love sound effects, don't you? Isn't they fun? I was hoping it'd be a bit louder than that, but it wasn't. I didn't really go in a plastic cup.
No, I know. What do you? Don't spoil the effect, mate. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I did.
Right, what have you got? What are you growing this week, mate? Tomatoes?
It's called Your Lives.
Your Lives?
Your Lives, yes.
Okay.
It's free.
Yay.
You're going to rip the piss out of me for this one, but it's quite good. Let me... If I put it close to the mic, you should be able to hear it. Right.
Will it play quicker than Planetary?
Touch the crystal ball to discover a past life or future life. Sorry, past life. Male. Enter your full name. Ewan Rankin.
I'm going to find out I was Napoleon once.
Okay. Your number's the same as mine, actually, number 6, which actually is my favourite number. So that's your favourite number. Okay. When's your birthday? Month first.
I shouldn't be giving this out.
No, you shouldn't be.
Okay, so you're Leo. You're creative, generous, proud, fun-loving, dramatic, dignified, theatrical, and passionate.
Okay, I'll take those.
And your birth year?
Eight, 19.
Continue. And continue.
Okay,
we
so
need your credit card number.
The Chinese zodiac reading is you're a ram. Okay.
Go on.
Now touch. touch your birthplace. It's only north or south, really. So I'm going to touch it for you, honey. So you're in the Northern Hemisphere, which is love, passion, leadership, spirituality, insight, dynamism, aggression, and intuition. And finally, here we go. So you were born in Southern Korea at the beginning of the 20th century. As the son of a worker in a rice field, high expectations for comfortable life. Before your 10th birthday, the Japanese invaded and occupied all of the surrounding land. Your sisters were sent into slavery as comfort women to the victorious military men. Your native language and traditions were suppressed, and you were once punished for having spoken to a Japanese man in Korean when you did not know how to respond to his inquiries in Japanese. This repressed life ended after Japan surrendered to the Doodahs in World War II, and you began exploring the possibilities of establishing a cultural heritage foundation to bring back the old traditions. Your efforts were welcomed by older members of the community. It's almost finished. Members of the older community, and you made progress over the next 5 years. When North Korea invaded, your work was destroyed. You know, I wonder if there's like a subtext to this. Your work was destroyed and many of the civilians in your town were killed. This could explain why you are uncomfortable taking on large projects and more serious endeavours.
Which I don't think I am, really, but when did I die?
It doesn't tell you that.
Well, how convenient.
If you press future life,
yeah,
it wants £1.79. So I don't do the future really... life.
So past life, I was a Korean bloke.
I wonder, because there's a lot of Japanese stuff going on there. You wonder if somebody's published that from South Korea. You North Korean bastard.
With a view to increasing tourism to South Korea, do you think?
I don't know. It's a bizarre one, though, isn't it?
No kidding, dude.
It's called Your Lives. It's absolutely free if you want to look at your past life. But if you want to look at your future life, it costs you... I can't remember. It's either 59 pence or £1.79. I'm sure it's £1.79, but it's along those lines.
And it's £1.79 every time you want a future life.
I don't think so. No, I think that's a plug-in. I think that's a future life plug-in.
So you're just going to keep checking to see if your future changes?
Yeah, because if you don't get the same one 2 days running, that would be a real rip-off, wouldn't it?
Well, they say when before you're born, and this is quite a few people believe this, and I think I might have mentioned it before, that you choose your life. Everything is written. It's all done. You know, the life you lead, destiny, as it were, is rubbish. Every life is written. It's all done before you begin. And then you choose the life that you want to lead before you come down into this earth.
Right.
So you, and it's quite a nice thing.
Is that down from the moon made of cheese?
Well, think about it. It's I don't, it might not be true, but it could be true.
Dude, it's
You don't know that. If you choose your life before you begin, I do sometimes wonder if it's a control mechanism. So if things are going really badly, they can say, well, you chose this life. So it's, you know, it's your fault.
Well, you've got a customer complaints department. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Look, I'm just exploring the
who would choose to be a baby that dies after 6 months or dies before it's even born then?
Listen, I didn't make this theory up.
Yes, you bloody did, because there's no way that's frigging real. That was straight from the mind of Will Green.
It's not. It's not. It's, I can't remember the religion. A few people believe it, and a mate of mine believes it too.
But you can't remember the name.
No, I can't. Well, anyway,
because you don't give a toss.
Your lives.
Your lives. Thanks,
mate. Do
you know another guy on my game? No, thank you. Kyle, DM
your lives.
Kyle, DM while I'm doing my pick. DM him your details and see what he comes up with on Twitter.
I didn't mean that game. I meant the one that you pick a character, real or dead, and.
Oh, no, that was bloody rubbish. I'm not playing that.
It wasn't rubbish because it got your character and you were amazed.
Yeah, but it's just a 20-question elimination thing.
You sent me an email after saying, well, that's a really, really good application.
I'm really
happy that you shared that. And I'm going to go out and buy 10 iPads and install it on all of them on a different account name.
Thank God, because now everyone knows you're talking out your ass. Jolly good. My pick is Worms. In the App Store,
it's out
this week. It's The Worms. It's the game that you all loved and played, and Ellis loves it to bits. £5.99. It might be £6.99 now, but it was £5.99 when I bought it the other day, and Ellis is over the moon that he's got it. He's dead chuff, because he only had it on Windows machines before, and the old Windows Dell that I had, which was 12 years old, crapped out, so he couldn't play it anymore. There you go. Worms in the App Store. £5.99, worth every penny to a 7-year-old. Right, the last word goes to our supporters, our sponsors, our fabulous hosts, UK2.net. You guys have been buying stuff from UK2 like you wouldn't believe. We had a call with them last week and we said, you know, we're keeping our end of the bargain up. You lot are buying all of your stuff from UK2, it would seem. They're very happy. We're extremely happy. Thank you ever so much if you've bought stuff from UK2. Don't forget to use the cheap code. When you get to checkout, don't just check out with your PayPal account. Out of your credit card, make sure you put in the coupon code BAGELTECH, all one word, and you'll get 15% off your total price. Make sure you do it. There's a lot of people apparently who've been coming and buying through our link and then not using the offer code. So go to the BAGELTECH News website. When you see it there, scroll all the way down to the bottom, click on the UK2 logo, it'll track you through to them, and you can get your cheap domain hosting, VPS servers, all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a competition next month, and there could be a very significant prize given away, so do listen up. Screencast Online, Dom McAllister's not here today, but he's very kindly given 50% off for BAGELTECH listeners for your first 3 months membership. So again, use the click through there, use the offer code BAGELTECH, all one word, and you get 50% off Screencast Online. And if you're a Mac user, they are essential, I would have said. Forget about useful, bloody essential. And if you haven't got any antivirus on your Mac, there's a free program from Sophos. Just click on that link. It takes you straight to the download page, and it's effortless, and it doesn't sap up your CPU or anything. Give it a go. Thank you to UK2. We'd be lost without them. Anything else to add, fellas?
I can't believe you come out with Worms as your pick.
Why not?
Because it's... You all took the piss out of me. It's Worms. I mean, what's your next one going to be?
Have you played it?
Garage Band.
Bollocks. Have you played Worms?
Yes, I played Worms about 15 years ago.
And
last week, you all ripped the pee out of me for choosing... I can't remember what it's called, but it was rubbish anyway.
Yeah, but at least mine's Worms Special Edition, and it was only released 2 days ago.
Whatever.
Listen, talk to the hands.
Quiet on this.
Go on, then.
Let's have an honest opinion about Ewan's picks.
Yeah, speak freely, fellas. Don't feel like you have to be nice to me. No, see, no one's bothered. There we go.
They're scared. You've scared them.
I don't scare anyone.
You've scared
them. How can a bloke 8,000 miles away be scared of me, for God's sake?
Go on. Just an honest opinion of Ewan's picks. We've had stick cricket. We've had...
Twice.
twice, that pool one about four times, and now we've got Worms from about 1992.
Don't forget snooker.
See, they were scared them. What? Is it just me and you now?
No, no, we're all here. No. Okay, chat room saying all Ewan's picks are crap. Alex is saying I should pick stickworms. All right, bollocks. I'm not doing a pick next week now.
Why don't you do SimCity next week? That'd be a good one.
Shove it up your ass, Green. Right.
Remember that game we used to get on the I think it was a...
I want Jetpack.
A 7 or 8 game with a little tank game. We used to play it in the office. It was an early network game. And the little tanks used to drive around a wireframe environment and shoot each other. And when you shot someone, you got a new tank and you used to...
Tanks?
Spectre.
All right.
And you used to go... And this tank would arrive and you could... Anyway.
Andy, why did you need to put your hand over your mouth to make that noise?
Because it needs to reverberate in a sort of... If I go like... It doesn't sound real.
Oh, you're so right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I just remember GarageBand was one of your picks, wasn't it?
Oh, piss off.
It was, wasn't it?
That one, was it?
It was, wasn't it?
Right, in future, the only thing I'm going to pick on this show is my nose.
God, it was, wasn't it? Am I misremembering?
No, I did pick it, I think. I played it. Right, the other thing that we need to talk about is what's happening on Monday. There's going to be a prize fight between me and Will Green at the Wood Marylebone Pub in Northwest One. There'll be no gloves included. It won't be under BBFC rules, and kicking and spitting and clawing will be allowed. There'll be a ring set up on the stage, and Will and I'll be there. It'll be refereed by a few other people. Steve Neighbour's going to be there, and at the end of it, we won't be having Will Green back on the show because he'll be dead. There we go. I'll crush him. Like a maggot.
Will it be on?
iCal's a good app. You want to choose that?
Oh dear me! Yeah, no. Wood Marylebone Pub Monday night. Me kicking the shit out of Will Green. There you go. Be there or be square. Starts at 6. Ends at 5 past. Where can we get a hold of you, Kyle?
Can I get that on pay per view?
No, we're going to broadcast. It's going to be broadcast. Yay. It's going to be broadcast. I don't know if we're going to have video because I'm not sure the bandwidth is going to hold it, but there's definitely audio coming out from the event. So don't let that put you off turning up because there's free beer for everyone that turns up. So there you go.
Oh, is there? On that.
No, there isn't, but that'll get people there. Mr. I'm going to show my hand later. Oh, no, I've shot my bolt already. I'll hold it to the end, he says. I'll hold it to the end. Everyone will still listen to the end then. He couldn't cope with it.
I've upset you now, haven't I?
You got excited, and that was it. Your bolt was out, mate.
You see, you're getting all bitter. I've upset you now.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely upset. Yeah.
You could just edit it back to the end of the show.
When was the end of the show?
About half an hour ago.
I'll be cutting Will Green out of this for sure. Right. Where can we get a hold of you, Kyle?
Easy place, kyleswagger.com.
/Will Green's dead. Where Andy Stevens, where can we get hold of you?
At Dr. Happy Mac and www.drhappymac.co.uk.
Any more autograph sessions? Anyone stopped you in Waitrose or at the Cornhole?
No, my fame is waning.
Like the moon.
Yeah.
And Will, where can we get hold of you until Tuesday on your funeral?
BritishMac.com and my newly, looks like Pipe Smoker of the Year.com is back on track.
Pipe Smoker of the Year. How are you going to promote this illegal thing?
Well, I don't know whether it is illegal. Is it illegal? They say it's illegal to promote tobacco smoking, but that's not what Pipe Smoker of the Year is about, is it? I mean, you can put anything in your
pipe. What are you putting in there, bubbles?
Yeah,
you could do.
Bubble blower of the year using a pipe. .com. But it's a shame you bought Pipe Smoker, really, isn't it?
Pipe Smoker, I've done everything.
That was a lack of planning on your part, mate. Did you buy it before or after the smoking ban?
Oh, no, after the smoking ban.
You bought you bought PipeSmokerOfTheYear.com after the smoking ban.
One thing is, it's just bloody mad, isn't it? I mean, what's wrong with having a pipe? You know, if I...
It kills you.
But not necessarily. Not necessarily. I don't know. I'm not. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I do enjoy a pipe. And there's nothing like... Look, we're in the summer now. Well, in this hemisphere we are. Sitting down with the dog, on a bench or outside a pub, you've got a pint and you're smoking your pipe, and nothing could be nicer, I don't think.
Okay.
Maybe for the people sitting next to you.
Unless you're a non-smoker. No, pipes smell good. That's okay.
But, well, they do, don't they?
What have you got, Swagger? You've got an Apple something. What is it?
It's from the first generation iPhone. I just found it laying here.
Oh, okay. See, dock, antique.
Do you know that this dock? Do you know this dock works with the iPhone 4?
Yes, because I'm using it.
Okay.
I got mine here. Here's mine. See, there's mine. I can
just
do that.
Press
too.
Stop already.
Yeah.
Press.
Is that a TV behind you, Carl? On the window?
That's an air.
It's a window.
Yeah, it's a window edition television right there. It's from 1967. No, that's
it's a tube radio with the voice of the BBC. World service.
It'd be an air conditioner.
Right, we'll be back again next week. Unfortunately for you lot, you're going to have to come and listen. Sorry about that. Don McAllister will be joining us. We'll be talking about the release of Lion on Saturday, allegedly. And if it hasn't come out by that point, we'll be watching Andy pass £20 from the left-hand monitor to the right-hand monitor. And Mr. Green will be forced to eat it. There we go.
Now, next week we'll be talking about when in August Lion's coming out.
Until then, have a good week and thanks for listening.
Why
not?
Yeah, why stay quiet over the credits?
It's your talking.
No, you started it.